Hey, are you really 19?
Let me take you out sometime and be the reason why you delete this app. You can believe me when I say that.
My roommates are gone till tomorrow. You're trying to come over? Damn, on a scale of 1 to 10, you're a solid 9. I'm definitely the one you need in your life.
Hey Billy, LMAO. Are you the same person I watched Game of Thrones with last night?
Dogs. My name is Billy Featherston, and I'm super stoked for today's episode because we are talking about dating. I've honestly been waiting for this episode since the very moment I came up with the idea for this podcast. So over the course of the next 30 plus minutes, we're going to hear some wonderful stories and thoughts from a few people coming on. But what I'm going to share with you now is my personal contribution to this episode. And this, I guess you could call it a project, has been in the works for, well, I guess it only took a couple days. Yeah. So for some of you, this may come across as exciting or unfamiliar, but for others, this little endeavor of mine may not spark even the slightest bit of interest in your little being. But for me, this was an exciting and strange and kind of cute, but most oftentimes intimidating experience. But yes, okay, I'm gonna tell you. I got Tinder. So I'd had Tinder before in Rome while I was studying abroad, and it was fun, but I never took it seriously. I kind of had only gotten it because everyone else in the program was getting it as like a joke and also as a way to meet Italian locals. But anyway, I had it for a few days, only swiped right on like a couple of people, engaged in some harmless conversation, and then I deleted it and I never really looked back. Also, I want to start out by saying that I've never had anything against this app. In fact, I think it's one of the most accessible ways of just forming connections with people, and it's a wonderful tool for just developing communication skills, especially in the ways of romance. But anyway, yes, nothing against it, but I've never really been an avid user. I guess I just like to meet people the old-fashioned way. Call me crazy. So anyway, honestly, I was feeling pretty cool and flattered about the number of matches I got. Granted, I had swiped right on literally every single person that came up on the screen for like 3 straight minutes without even paying attention to profile pictures, because I was seriously just viewing this from like a business perspective, with the goal being to get the largest number of messages possible, all for this moment where I could share with you my favorites. And that is what played for you at the beginning. And I don't know if it was obvious or not to everyone, but I didn't really have enough guys coming in here that I could record with, or, I mean, well, I also just kind of got lazy, so, like, half of those lines were my voice, so that's super embarrassing. But they were all messages from people that I matched with on Tinder. Anyways, this is all great and entertaining and confidence boosting and all, but I really wanted to know why these people were on Tinder. I wanted to know if they were truly on this app because they were just looking for like a hole to cozy up in. Sorry, gross. Or if they wanted more, or if maybe they just like wanted to connect with someone. So I asked them all the question in so many words, like, what are you looking for out of this? So there were a few dudes who went right into proposing sexual activities, so I didn't really feel the need to dig further there. But what I found, whether they were being totally honest or not, was that many of these guys just wanted to hang out and like see where things went. Very rarely did someone outright say like, I just want to plow you, which was really pleasantly surprising. So that being said, I think this app can totally be efficient for reasons other than sex and helpful and, you know, and dating also. I think it's an amazing source to go to for confidence boosting, honestly, and to practice communication and just to meet people that you want to hang out with or get to know. But what I didn't entirely expect out of this experience was also how much this app made me feel closer to people, and the guys especially. I often err on the side of caution with boys. Sorry, no offense to men out there, but I just kind of tend to assume their intentions are pure a lot of the time, which is really shitty. And while some of the guys on this app definitely supported this preconceived notion I had, for the most part, the guys who did message me often were like super sweet. So that was really cool. But yeah, moral of the story, I actually got a few things of value out of Tinder. And if you haven't tried it, maybe you should. Or you could just not and have less reasons to go on your phone. And that's totally bad too. So that was my little experiment segueing into other people. That last quote that you heard was from a guy that I had watched an episode of season 8 of Game of Thrones with, because he'd come over with one of my friends to watch it. So yeah, that was crazy. So anyway, when he messaged me, I thought it was hilarious, and I replied back to him like, oh my god, haha, yeah, that was me, this is so funny, will you be on my podcast to talk about Tinder? And like, as weird as the request was, and I was totally not expecting him to be down, he like was. He was like, yeah, I'll come on. So super cool. Yeah, so that our first guest is Isaiah.
Just give me like a rundown of your dating life since you got here. Like, what's your current relationship status? What's been your experience so far?
So I'm currently single. I started on Tinder actually when I transferred to UW like in January. So I'd never used Tinder before, and I didn't really know anyone here in Seattle since I was transferring. And so I'm like, you know what, I'll give it a go. So I probably ended up going on like maybe like 8 or 9 dates from Tinder, and then maybe like 12 dates total-ish from just like meeting people. Mm-hmm. Over the course of this, like in the last 2 quarters that I've been here, I'm honestly like, I haven't met anyone that, you know, that I've really clicked with. But at the same time, like, it's been fun. Like, I've got to meet, you know, a bunch of different people, you know, gone and done a few things.
Yeah,
for sure.
Nice. So you pretty much just like have met people through Tinder so far, like regarding dating?
I've done that for the most part. I've met a few people outside of that, you know, just in class, just, you know, wherever.
Yeah. So besides then, like, you know, friendships and just like meeting people, what else have you gotten out of, or what do you feel like other people tend to want from it? I mean, maybe like people that you meet on there, what are they generally looking for?
For sure. So, I mean, honestly, I was looking to like meet people in person. Like, I was trying to make friends, not necessarily like find relationships or whatever, but just find people to hang out with since I just got here. And I think a lot of people on there don't actually want to meet up with people. Like, it's just like, I want to chat. Like, I want to see who likes me, like kind of an ego boost thing.
Yep.
But at the same time, like, I definitely, like I said, like I met up with like probably 8 or 9 different girls, and we had a good time for the most part. Like, but yeah, I don't know. I think it's definitely difficult to actually set up like an in-person date with that, for sure.
Right. And do you feel like you usually have to reach out to people?
Definitely. Yeah. So honestly, like, after a while, like, I kind of get tired of just like chatting back and forth with random people and never getting anywhere. So I would just always open up and be like, yo, do you want to go get some coffee or something? Like, let's actually do something. I don't want to just talk to you on the internet.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a good approach. Because, I feel like if people start out with anything other
than
wanting to hang out, it's probably never going to happen.
Yeah, for sure. Like, we're already on this internet app. Like, why?
Exactly. Yeah. I know.
For sure.
Okay, cool. And then I was wondering if you have any good stories.
So, actually, yes, I do.
Great.
I actually got catfished one time
on
Tinder. I did, yeah. So, I went all the way out to Bellevue to meet with this girl who I thought was really cute and seemed nice. We talked for a little while. She's like, yeah, let's go get a coffee. So, she suggested a place. We went there. Same hair color, but just not the same person at all. Completely different person. Didn't acknowledge it. Just walked up to me. He's like, hey, Isaiah, how are you? And I, I was like, hey, whatever her
Do
name
Do I know
was.
You?
Yeah. And like, obviously a different person, not the same person at all.
Oh, my God.
And so we talked for like 30 minutes, and then I kind of made my excuses and left. But it was pretty awkward. Like, I've never had that happen before.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I hear about catfishing and like movies and shows.
I didn't think that was a real thing.
Right? That's insane.
Like, who does that?
That is...
How is she, like, not expecting me to just be like, what? Like,
right. Okay. That's weird. And then she didn't even acknowledge it.
Nope.
That's crazy. But then I guess now you could be like...
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, yeah, I feel like I'd look back and laugh on it for sure. But I also feel like now, if people ask you if you have any cool Tinder stories, you'd be like, well, I got invited onto a podcast. So there's
I
that.
I did, yeah, for sure.
Heck yeah. Cool. I was wondering how maybe the dating scene is different. Where'd you transfer from?
So I transferred from Sewanee in Tennessee. It's a little liberal arts school in the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's like 1,700 students, and I went to like, you know, what? How many did UW have? Like way over 30,000?
It's like 40,000, I think, with grad
it's
students and everything. Yeah.
For sure. So it's been way different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, are there any ways that you have identified like immediately that dating is different here? Like maybe it's not, you know, central to UW, but like Seattle or just like the people?
It's way more like a city kind of thing here. Like I've lived in, you know, cities over the summer for sure for internships before, and that's kind of like, I feel like the aspect of UW, it's less of a like a close-knit community from where I was before, because there's, you know, so many more people.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's like way more options, which is incredible. Like you get to meet so many different kinds of people. The diversity is incredible. Like Seattle in general, you meet so kind of like so many different quirky, interesting people. It's awesome. Like I love Seattle. I've lived with my family here for like 4 years now, but I just transferred from Tennessee, like, you know, in January. So
got it. Okay. Yeah. No, that makes sense. Honestly, I was really surprised. So the only other time I'd had Tinder was when I was studying abroad in Rome. And I don't think it's as big of a thing over there, because I remember, like, everyone in my program, well, not everyone, most of the people in my program and myself, like, just got it, you know, for, like, shits and giggles. Like, we were like, whatever. And I was surprised by how quickly I ran into everyone else that was in my program, and then how quickly I ran out of options. Like, it just felt like, it's like, oh, you know, I've only been on this thing for like an hour, and I feel like I've run out of people. Like there isn't anyone else. But here,
Seattle's crazy.
Oh my God! When I was going through, I was just like, when is it gonna stop? Like, how many people are on this app? That's crazy.
It's insane. There's like, I've never run out of people here ever. It's insane. Like, I mean, honestly, I don't use it a ton, but I've never hit the end of it before, which is kind of wild. I don't know.
That is insane. I don't even know.
And I have mine set to like what, like a 6 or 7 mile radius just around here, and I've never hit the end of it.
So. That's so crazy. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. We're in a college town, but still, I wouldn't.
Still wild.
Yeah, I don't even know what my radius was. I think mine was bigger. I don't even think I tried to set it. I was just like, sure. I don't know what I'm doing.
Sure.
I'm just gonna put some pictures up on here and see how things go. Cool. Okay. I think that's all the questions I had regarding that. Is there anything else you want to add about dating or Tinder in particular?
I guess they do have the college thing, which is kind of neat. You tell them which school you go to, and you verify it with like a school email, and it puts like the, you know, UW logo or Washington State logo by your name, which is kind of neat. And so you can see like who goes where. I don't know. I think they added that like kind of recently, which I thought that was pretty neat.
I like that. That is pretty cool. And then it's also kind of scary, because then, I mean, you know that you could run into them.
For sure. I mean, like, for me, like, there's so many people here. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've not seen the same person twice a lot of the time.
That's true. I also feel like, I just don't run into people I know on campus that
I've never,
often. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know they had that. That's cool. Awesome. I'm so glad that worked out. And next up, we have my friend Eric Moeller. You recently got in to the business school. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you like a business major for sure now? Is that the path you're taking?
Toying with the idea of going for a double degree in business and history. That's unlikely to happen, just because that takes some extra credits, and I'm not sure I'm on track to do that in 4 years, and I don't really think I want to stay an extra year just for a history major over a history minor.
Right, fair enough. But you are going to do the minor for sure?
Yeah, I already have all the credits I need, so it's no
downside. Okay, cool. And anything else you would like the audience to know about you?
Oh, wow. that about wraps me up. That's the entirety of my person.
Eric. Cool. Okay, so let's dive right in. What was your dating life like in high school?
I had one girlfriend throughout high school. We started dating beginning of sophomore year, broke up nominally for college. I don't think it was an eternity relationship anyway, but we were there was about an 8-month time frame in between sometime in the middle there where we were broken up. I grew a lot during that period, I should say, in very different ways than when I was in a relationship.
Single life does that.
Single
for you.
Life.
Which is why I stay single all the time. It's totally by choice.
Sure.
For me. I'm just growing. Cool. And what is your current relationship status?
I've just begun dating one girl.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. That's only seen one date thus far, so okay. No real updated status per se.
Give me thumbs up or thumbs down. They don't even have to know if you don't want her to know.
Oh no, it was a thumbs up. It was great. We've got another one planned.
Yes.
Yeah, we went to Dim Tai Fung down in
Uville. That's an amazing first date.
It was amazing.
Did you pay for her?
Of course. Chivalry's not dead, Billy.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. I'm very proud of you. That's awesome. Damn. Did you have to wait forever? Did you make a reservation?
Oh no. See, it was. I called ahead to make a reservation, and the lady on the other end told me they don't take reservations over the phone. And so instead, I ran down there it was raining. Ran down there, put my name in. They said it'll take 25 to 30 minutes, be within walking distance. And I was I was not aware of that of that caveat. And so I ran up the ramp back to Greek Row where my date was at, picked her up, and I said, all right. It's time to get to the restaurant. And so I was sweaty, or I was very wet, both from the sweat and the rain by the time I picked her up. But
she didn't mind the smell. Wow,
didn't seem to mind too much, yeah.
Oh my gosh, my literally jaw was dropped the whole time. That is so cute. Eric Muller. Goddamn. Well, if it doesn't go well, we can put your number in the description for this episode if anyone wants to hit you up. Aw, that's so cute. Well, what are you doing for your second date? Do you know yet?
Undecided as of yet.
Okay. Anyway, moving on. How has the dating scene here differed from, like, what it was like in high school? It's kind of hard because you, like, had a long-term girlfriend, sort of, and you had a long-term girlfriend in high school also, so maybe they were pretty similar, but... You know, just like general differences.
As in most respects, there's a lot more independence in the college dating scene. You know, I wouldn't have known the first thing about picking a girl up and taking her out to a restaurant sophomore year of high school. That was, mm-hmm. you know, it was more like, hey, you want to walk to Chipotle after yeah. school today?
Cute.
And so it does feel much more mature in that sense. Yeah.
I mean, like for me... I am often surprised by the boldness of men and, like, how they actually, like, I don't know. They'll just, like, straight up say, you know, I'm into you and I want to go on a date with you, which, like, never happened before. Like, in high school, it was always kind of like, oh, yeah, Jimmy and I like each other in class and sometimes we, like, hold prolonged eye contact. And, you know, I mean, maybe we're gonna, like, sit together at lunch, you know, something yeah. tomorrow. And it was all just, like, very subtle, and people never actually really knew what was going on until, like, something finally happened. But I feel like here people are just, like, straight up about it. You know what I mean?
Yes, similar to that. Here's what I was trying to articulate earlier.
Yes.
I have a much more refined idea of what I want out of a relationship, and I don't know if that's... I guess that's more just characteristic of, you know, having grown up as opposed to being in a new setting. But if, for example, as I said, my high school relationship ended nominally for college. Under no at no point in the relationship in high school were we under the illusion that we would remain together after high school. And I'm not entering into relationships in college without the objective of getting married, I suppose. And I don't know how unique that is of me, but that was the reason as you said, I somewhat recently, I just got out of a longer term relationship, and that ended because, I don't know, 7-8 months in, I came to the realization that it wasn't going to last forever. And then I was presented with the choice of, you know, do I enjoy it while it lasts, or do I, you know, rip off the Band-Aid now, so to speak? Mm-hmm. And at least for me personally, it was most certainly the right decision to have that forever goal. I was talking to one adult mentor figure I had from high school. He's a good friend of mine. and I was telling him about my my relationship towards the end of it, and I was kind of explaining my thought process to him, and he said something that stuck with me. You know, time is the one commodity you can never recover, and so that's why that's when I kind of decided, like, yeah, you know, my eyes are set on the future, and I can't I do not elect to, it sounds harsh to say, waste time, but waste time.
Yeah. No, I actually really like that. But then I also, okay, so I feel that, but then also you learn so much from dating people. At the same time, I'm always kind of like, screw it, like one more day, an amazing lesson might come out of it. But if I don't go on this date, then maybe I'll just sit in my pajamas and eat Netflix. Cool. Eat pizza and watch Netflix. So, you know, I don't know, but also, yeah, if you're not in it for the long run, then I guess you're kind of just like stringing them along in the end, and then you're wasting both of each other's time.
Yeah, and I definitely see the merit in, you know, learning about yourself and dating just by engaging in relationships that aren't meant to last forever. And I was definitely considering that as I first started to, harbor the notion of breaking up. But when I took a step back and looked at it, I wasn't learning anything. It was, if you want to extend a relationship because of that curiosity or desire for improvement, that is certainly one thing. But I was just being lazy and cowardly.
No, that makes sense, though. And I guess I kind of contradicted myself, because earlier I was like, oh, no, being single, you learn so much about yourself. And I was like, well, but if I don't go out on that third date, then maybe I'll learn, you know.
Well, because
I think they both offer something.
It's definitely a different kind of learning. You know, yeah. You're not going to learn about, you can learn lots about dating by being single. It's just very different parts of dating. Mm-hmm. As I said before, that's probably the period when I my times being single have been when I have most clearly been able to analyze what I want. Yeah, I think it's much harder to do that when you're standing in front of a person with thoughts and feelings. Mm-hmm. You start mm-hmm. to think about what they want, and that's certainly important in a long-term relationship, but when you're not sure if it should be a long-term relationship or not, that kind of clouds your judgment.
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually. That was Eric. Thank you so much. What a lovely dude. I will be returning with my final episode, Why I'm Glad I Came to UW. Cool. See you in 2 Tuesdays.